Congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, our text in Psalm 23, verse 5, "You anoint my head with oil," is three words in the Hebrew text. They read, "You make fat with oil my head." The word translated anoint is not the usual Hebrew word for anoint. It is only translated anoint here in Psalm 23, verse 5. The Hebrew word is the root word for fat. The verb form means to make fat. The Lord liberally supplies me with plenty. The Lord furnishes me with great abundance without trouble or difficulty, even in the presence of my enemies. The image in our text describes the honors which God gives His people and the abundance that He provides for our enjoyment. When the rich and the noble give a feast, they use costly, fragrant oil to honor their guests. When we are the Lord's guest at His table, He Himself, as the royal host, condescends to make us fat with His abundant supply and to honor us with fragrant oil. Our text does not say that the Lord's servant anoints me with oil, but that the Lord Himself anoints me with oil. We read a few moments ago in Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 36, that one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him one day. Jesus went to his house and sat down to eat. When a woman in the city who was a sinner learned that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil, things like myrrh, and she stood at Jesus' feet behind him, weeping or crying. She began to wash Jesus' feet with her tears, and she wiped them with the hair of her head. She kissed Jesus' feet. She anointed them with the fragrant oil that she had brought. The Pharisee, whose name was Simon, who had invited Jesus to his home, was agitated. He said to himself, "If Jesus Christ were a prophet, He would know that this woman is a sinner, and He would not let her touch Him." We read also about Jesus raising the son of the widow of Nain. We read in verse 16, "Fear came upon all the people, and they glorified God, saying, 'A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited His people.' And this report about Him went throughout all of Judea and all of the surrounding region." Jesus Christ corrected Simon's thinking by telling him the story of a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii. The other debtor owed 50 denarii. Neither one had anything with which to repay his debt. So the creditor forgave them both. Then Jesus asked Simon, "Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more?" Simon said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." Jesus said, "You're exactly right." Then Jesus turned to the woman, the sinner, who had used all of that expensive, fragrant oil to anoint Jesus' feet. He turned to the woman and he said to the Pharisee, "Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, for they were dusty from walking to your house." And it was customary for hosts to wash their visitors' feet to refresh them. "You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not stopped kissing my feet since the time I came in." You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Simon, the host who had invited Jesus to come to his house for dinner, did not anoint Jesus' head with even common olive oil. But this sinful woman took expensive fragrant oil and anointed Jesus' feet. The host at that table did not honor the Son of God who came to his house by anointing him with oil. Our text says, the Lord of glory, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, honors me, a sinner, by making fat my head with oil. God daily honors me with every heavenly blessing in His Son, Jesus Christ. The table which the Lord prepares before me in the presence of my enemies describes the intimate fellowship that I have with the Lord Jesus Christ and with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He has loved me. He has saved me. He has admitted me to have fellowship with Him and to joyfully partake of the fullness of His blessings. And now Psalm 23 goes a step further. You anoint my head with oil illustrates the joy and honor of Christ pouring out His Holy Spirit upon my soul by the image of the Master at a sumptuous feast with His own hand, honoring His guest by anointing His head with oil. I'm not just a restored sheep, but I am an invited guest sitting in fellowship with the Lord my God, with the Lord of all the earth, at His table. And I receive the most gracious and the highest honors from His own hand. I'm not just a servant, but a friend of God, a child of His. I deserved only shame and judgment, but now in Christ, God has graciously given me the honor being His. He has honored me at His table, and He gives me everlasting joy. We need to keep both of these truths before our eyes at all times. We need to be more and more convicted of our own unworthiness before God, and thereby be stirred up to greater earnestness in seeking the Lord, in seeking His forgiveness, in seeking His favor, and in seeking to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ in holiness and righteousness. On the other hand, we should be persuaded of God's rich and sovereign grace to sinners. Yes, even to us, to me. So that we may come boldly to the throne of God's grace. If we do not constantly cultivate self-abhorrence and humility, we will soon think that we deserve heaven, not hell. We will not cry out to God for mercy as unworthy sinners. And on the other hand, if we do not believe and remember that God Himself dwells in us by His Holy Spirit and He gives us everything in Christ, we will soon be downcast and discouraged by our sins and our unworthiness before a just and holy God. Psalm 23 teaches us to understand both of these things at the same time and to remember them. We should tremble under a sense of the weakness and depravity of our own nature, and at the same time we should rejoice in the free, abundant, and full grace of the Lord God to us. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. That expresses both of these truths. The Lord of love, the King of heaven, has condescended to bless me who am so unworthy of any good thing from the Lord God. I may not doubt God's gracious condescension to me. I must not deny it. I must gladly receive it and be thankful for the joy and the great honor that God in Christ gives me. If the God of our salvation is pleased to set His love upon us and honor us with His Holy Spirit, we should not presume to decline His gifts because we are unworthy sinners. Only the Lord fully knows our real unworthiness. But He has not dealt with us according to our sins. He has not dealt with us as we deserve. Our unworthiness magnifies the riches of God's grace and stirs up our own hearts to more earnest prayer for the work of His Holy Spirit in us. We enjoy the inward witness of the Holy Spirit in our hearts when He anoints our head with oil. We humbly receive the gift of the Spirit of God as a mark of God's favor upon us, as a token of everlasting honor which God Himself gives us. God anoints our head with oil through His Son, Jesus Christ. By faith we're joined to Christ. Jesus Christ has defeated Satan, who defied all the armies of the living God like Goliath. God the Father sets this glorious banquet in the midst of our enemies in honor of His own Son, Jesus Christ, the great victorious conqueror. Indeed, in Christ we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Jesus Christ is the one on whom God the Father has set His love and His favor without measure. Jesus Christ is the only guest at the Lord's table who is perfectly and fully acceptable before God. The Lord God, as the master of the feast, pours the fragrant oil on Jesus' head. Listen to the words of Psalm 45. Verses 6 through 8. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces by which they have made you glad. That's speaking of the anointing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 makes this clear. But to the Son, that is the Son of God, He, that is God, says, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Jesus Christ loves righteousness perfectly and fully. And therefore, God honors Him by anointing His head with oil above all of His fellow men. Apostle Peter says in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with Him. God the Father anointed His Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit without measure at His baptism when the Spirit of God descended upon Jesus like a dove and alighted upon Him. God put His Spirit upon Jesus. As Isaiah chapter 42 and Matthew chapter 12 verse 18 tell us, God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit to be our final prophet, our great high priest, and our eternal King. In Matthew chapter 22, Jesus Christ describes the kingdom of heaven as a wedding feast. which God prepares for His Son, Jesus Christ. You and I are only invited to that wedding supper through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We are accepted in Christ as guests at that wedding banquet. Jesus takes all those whom He has redeemed as His own, and He makes them guests at the table of His Father. As a token of the love that Jesus has for us and the honor that He gives us, Jesus causes us to be anointed with the same pure, fragrant oil which God poured upon His head. Jesus Himself condescends to perform this office for us. He spiritually anoints the head of each of the guests that He invites to partake of the bounties of heaven through Him. Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, "For since in the wisdom of God," 2 Corinthians rather, chapter 1, verse 21, "Now He who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." The Apostle John puts it this way in his first letter, 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things." This anointing or unction from the Lord is a clear proof to all unbelievers that God has accepted and honored and exalted His own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to sit at His right hand, the right hand of the majesty of God on high. This is the Lord whom we serve. In Acts chapter 2, verses 32 and 33, Peter says, "On the day of Pentecost, this Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He poured out this which you now see and hear." Through Christ, we know the meaning of the words of our text. "You anoint my head with oil," in their highest sense. God commanded Israel to use oil in the worship of God. Oil signified the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in the church of God. Oil gladdens the heart of man. Oil sets one apart to the service of God. Oil adorns and makes man smell wonderful, fragrant, refreshing. Oil is also used to burn, to make light, to illuminate. The temple of God was illuminated by the burning of olive oil. Oil in all of these various and important ways and properties represents the power and the offices and the gifts and the graces of the Holy Spirit of God. Oil is necessary to the life, the strength, the beauty of all living things. And similarly, the Spirit of the living God is necessary for the life and vigor and holiness and happiness of every believer. The person of the Holy Spirit quickens us. He makes us alive. He sanctifies us. He sets us apart to holiness and righteousness by His power. And by His power, He fights against the deadening and destructive grip of sin and the influence of sin that so easily pervades everything, everywhere, even every recess of our soul and our life. In the Old Testament, every vessel used in the service of God and every priest who served the Lord in the temple was anointed with oil. The high priest of Israel was solemnly set apart by pouring the most holy anointing oil upon his head. Kings were anointed to their offices. Prophets were anointed to their offices with oil. the Lord God who gave the Holy Spirit commanded His people to use oil as a symbol of His Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God proceeds from God the Father and from His Son, Jesus Christ. God the Father, through His Son, pours out His Spirit upon His church. The great high priest of the New Testament was not anointed with oil. He was set apart to his office as Messiah, as the greatest prophet, the great high priest who never needs to be replaced, and the eternal King by the most holy Spirit of God Himself. Just as the oil was poured visibly upon the head of Aaron when he was set apart as high priest to the Lord, so the Spirit of God visibly descended as a dove and sat upon the head of Jesus at His baptism. Then and there He was anointed to be the only prophet, the great high priest, and the only King of His church. And therefore Jesus Christ is the only Messiah. He's the only Christ. There is no other. He is the anointed one of God. And all of His disciples, all who believe in Christ, are Christians because they are anointed ones in Him. The oil of spiritual anointing which was poured upon Jesus Christ descends also upon us. For He is the head of His body, and we are the members of His body. We are the anointed members, joined to Christ by faith. The Spirit of God was abundantly poured out upon our great high priest, Jesus Christ, like the precious oil that was poured out upon the head of Aaron that ran down upon his beard, even Aaron's beard that went down upon his garments, as it is described for us in Psalm 133. There, the Lord commands His blessing, even life forevermore. Who would not want to be a partaker of that spiritual anointing? As unworthy as we all are, the Holy Spirit of God is freely and fully given to us in answer to prayer. The argument of our Redeemer Jesus Christ encourages us in Luke 11 verse 13. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? The gracious Spirit of God will give gladness and honor upon every lowly, unworthy sinner who asks Him. So many and so great and so abundant are the blessings which He gives. The Spirit of God, like oil, penetrates the inmost soul and softens our hard hearts. He heals our spiritual wounds. He illuminates our darkened understanding. He strengthens and preserves us as we seek to honor and serve the Lord in our thoughts, words, and deeds. He sets believers apart for the service of God. He fills us with joy. He adorns us with holiness. He makes it as it were a fragrant, sweet-smelling aroma in the presence of God, the aroma of righteousness, the aroma of holiness, the sweet and precious fragrant oil used to anoint guests made them smell good. The Spirit of God makes us smell good in the presence of God. It makes us acceptable in the presence of God. The name of Christ is as ointment poured forth, and the name of Christian is as a drop of that ointment. The Lord takes delight in His people when He sees them anointed with those spiritual graces that the Holy Spirit works in their lives and in their hearts. Then they can come before Him without offense. Then they come with meekness and with purity, with love and with obedience, and are dear children in His sight. Oh, that every professing Christian were so lovely and so pleasant in the sight of God. Oh, that everyone could say with the Apostle Paul, we are unto God a savor or an aroma of Christ. Oh, that the Spirit of the living God might be poured out more abundantly upon every member of the church of God, that we all may be more acceptable in the sight of our Savior at the feast prepared by the Lord at the heavenly and eternal banquet. Be zealous of the honor that God gives. Daily and diligently live as an anointed one, as set apart unto God, as a prophet, priest, and king unto Christ. For God has called us into His kingdom and into His glory. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 12, we exhort and charge every one of you, as a father his children, that you should walk worthy of Him who so greatly honors you. Seek that glory and honor and immortality by patient continuing in doing right. Glory, honor, and peace will be given to you with eternal life. Let your garments always be white. Let your head not lack any oil. And if anyone does not have this anointing by the Spirit of Christ, Paul says you don't belong to Him. You're none of His. For as many as are led by the Holy Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Jesus Christ walked in the Spirit. He loved righteousness. He hated wickedness. Therefore God, even His own God, anointed Him with the oil of gladness. And that anointing can be yours too. Jesus said, if any man serve Me, him My Father will honor. Present yourself therefore unto God daily as a living sacrifice of obedience, pleasing and acceptable to God. That's your reasonable service. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The offering up of sinners to God is sanctified by the Holy Spirit. God exalts us. He honors us. Do not let the world and sin keep you back from that honor. It is a great honor to be a Christian. It is a great honor to have the name of Christ upon us. It is a great honor to have the name of God upon us, to be His, to be His people, which is what He promises to do in His covenant of grace with us. As Jesus Christ was anointed above His fellow man, so the faithful Christian is honored by God above all his fellow men. The Spirit of glory and of God rests upon him, Peter says in 1 Peter 4, verse 14. You are anointed by God, by the Spirit of God. You are an anointed man. You are an anointed woman. You are an anointed child. God has anointed you with the most holy oil. He has not only accepted you as a guest at the table that He has spread in the presence of your enemies, but He honors you as a royal priesthood. He has made you a king and priest unto God and His Father. He has set you apart, and He honors you above every other human being who does not have the Spirit of the living God. You are set apart to your Creator. Live always as one set apart unto God. Flee from sin. Flee from immorality. Flee from wickedness and unholiness. Live in the joy of salvation. Live in holiness and righteousness. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 10 that Jesus Christ is coming to be adorned in His saints and to be admired in all those who believe. Is Jesus Christ glorified today by your Christian life, or do you dishonor Him? Is He admired in your Christian character, or is He shamed by you? May God cause you to be found to the praise and honor and glory of Christ at His appearing. So that at that heavenly banquet, when all of His enemies shall be cast into outer darkness, the Spirit of God shall give to you honor and everlasting happiness. He will pour it out upon you through Christ, that you may say with David the psalmist, "You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Father in heaven, what a great honor it is to be your people. And yet how often we do not live in that honor, but we bring shame upon your name by our sins. Sins in our thoughts, sins in our emotions, sins in our words, sins in our deeds. Oh, Father, forgive us. Give to us a greater measure of your Spirit, that we may be set apart more unto you, that we may think before we speak. Will this glorify my Savior Jesus Christ? Will this honor the Spirit with whom I have been anointed? Father, keep our feet from evil. Keep our mouths from sin. Keep our hearts from wickedness. And cause us to be led by your Holy Spirit, for we are yours. We thank you, Father, for anointing us with your Spirit. And we pray that by his daily work in our lives, we may be more and more conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, that we may be transformed, that our minds may be renewed, that we may be a sweet-smelling aroma in your holy presence. Father in heaven, we thank you for the mighty power of the Spirit, because it is only by his power that we have been brought to name your name and to live for your glory. And Father, we know that there are many others who are also of your fold, and that by your Spirit they shall be brought to believe and confess your name. We pray, Father, that your Spirit may be poured out upon them, and that they also may be gathered and made a part of the bride of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how pleasant and how good it is to be anointed with your Spirit. Like that precious oil that was poured out upon Aaron's head, that ran down upon his beard, that ran down upon the edge of his garments, like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. There you command the blessing, even everlasting life. Give us that life, and give it to us more abundantly, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.